Our story begins at Zoe's apartment. Zoe is holding Carl and talking with Alexandra and Adriana, along with Jackson Endicott, who just barged in.
That's my grandson you're holding, and I'd like to know just how he came to be in your possession. It took all night for me to track him down here.
Mr. Endicott, Heidi Bradford was my best friend. I'm the one who discovered Heidi and Dirk in her apartment. When I got there, Carl was crying in his crib.
So you took him and ran?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I have a friend on the NYPD, and he pulled some strings to allow me to take Carl overnight. I'm on my way down to the station to meet with the social worker now to discuss what happens with the baby.
First of all, no discussions need to take place, because obviously Carl will be going home with me. And second, I'd like the name of this friend of yours on the NYPD so I can have him fired immediately.
Look, buddy, just calm down. We all realize you lost your son last night, but don't go taking it out on Zoe.
Yeah, she was trying to give the baby a peaceful night after what obviously was a very traumatic evening.
And just who the hell are you two? And what gives you any right to say a thing about my grandson?
I'm Zoe's mother.
And I'm her aunt. And you, well, you're just way out of line.
Oh, am I now?
Yes. And if you don't shut up, you'll wish you would have.
Fine. Just hand over the baby and I'll go.
I'm not giving you the baby. I told you I'm on my way to meet the social worker now down at the 23rd Precinct.
All right, we'll play it your way. I'll have my driver take me there now. But if you're not there within the hour, you're going to be very sorry.
At their penthouse, Gretchen and Charlie are sitting on their bed, talking about Dirk.
Oh my God. I can't believe this. Not Dirk. God, I just talked to him last night.
And he was supposed to come over here for dinner.
Why? Why the hell did I tell him to pressure that bitch, Heidi Bradford? I encouraged him to stick it to her, and look what happened.
Charlie, this isn't your fault. No one could have predicted that Heidi would do something like this. It's just unimaginable.
No, Gretchen. Dirk had his father pushing him on one side, and I was pushing him on the other. And now? Now he's dead.
I'm not going to let you beat yourself up over this. You have to grieve, yes, but I'm not going to let you feel guilty. You know, you were Dirk's best friend, and when you care about someone, you share with them everything inside you.
Baby, I really wish you had gotten a chance to get to know him better. He was a really good guy, you know? He was good in ways I'll never be.
Oh, that's not true. You're a good man too, Charlie.
And he understood me because his father was a lot like mine. We had so many similar experiences.
This is just terrible. It's a huge loss. I don't really know what to say, but I want you to know that I am here for you always.
Okay. I need to get myself together. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I don't know what I would do without you.
I wonder how Dirk's family is taking this. They must be devastated.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm gonna call his dad later, and I'm sure Serena's pretty upset too.
Hopefully this stress won't affect the baby.
You really are amazing, Miss Gretchen. I know how you dislike Serena, and you can still somehow muster up some sympathy for her. I love you.
She's still a human being, and I would never wish harm on anyone's child.
At Serena's apartment, Mac has just arrived and is talking with Serena in the living room.
You didn't have to stop by, Mac.
Of course I did. How are you holding up?
Well, after I talked to you last night, I immediately called my mother, who had just seen the same news report. The police called my Uncle Jack and told him about Dirk. I can't believe he's gone.
I know. You've had a lot of loss in the past year with your aunt and Todd and now Dirk.
My mother took the niece. I didn't want her seeing my falling apart today.
How's the baby? Is everything all right?
Yeah, he's about ready to make his debut in the world.
Has the doctor narrowed down the due date?
Oh.
Are you okay? Is that the baby kicking?
That's not a kick, Mac. Something's wrong.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.